Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. Even though there's toxic chemicals all around us in consumer products and in the environment and every place you look, it seems, there are actually many things that are not toxic in this world, and that's what we're going to be talking about. We talk about how to remove toxic chemicals from your home, from your body, so that you can be happy, healthy, productive, think clearly, be spiritually aware, have plenty of energy in your body, and all those good things. Today is Wednesday, May 15th, 2013, and I'm here in Clearwater, Florida. And today I had already scheduled my guest, Maria Monti, from the Healthy Bra Company, when I saw the news that Angelina Jolie had surgically removed both her breasts in order to prevent cancer. So we're going to talk about that as well as what we were going to talk about originally. But instead of me giving my commentary on it, I'm going to introduce Maria right away so that Maria and I can both comment on that before we talk about what we had decided we were going to talk about. Maria is the founder of the Healthy Bra Company. The wrong bra can harm your health in many ways, and the right bra can improve it. My interest in this subject is that incorrect bras can block the natural flow of lymph in your body, preventing the flow of toxic chemicals through and out of your body and contributing to the buildup of chemical levels that can contribute to illness. And the right bra can actually help your body detox. Maria is a professional postural therapist with 18 years of experience in analyzing posture and designing corrective exercise programs to reduce stress and strain of daily postural duress on the body. And with her experience in assessing posture and realigning the human structure, it was natural for her to go into custom bra fitting. So she founded the Healthy Bra Company in 2002, and now with all this experience, she offers a highly personalized fitting opportunity, which incorporates matching your body type, unique anatomy, and structural alignment with the bra styles and materials most suited to give you the best support, look, proper sizing, and fit. So welcome to Toxic Free Talk Radio, Maria, and I'm so glad you're here today. Wasn't that a serendipitous event?
It was very much so, and I wanted to mention that your summary was very well spoken, and I would like to express my sincere gratitude for being able to share my past and the information today with your listeners.
Thank you very much. So let's get right to Angelina. I'm going to go ahead and let you comment first. I have things I want to say, but you go ahead and comment first.
And I gave this a lot of thought last night because she is a woman beyond all else. And what I want to say is that I respect her choice because it is her choice. Mm-hmm. And secondly, I would like to say that I am not qualified, despite the fact that I'm a woman and I have breasts, but I'm not qualified to make a judgment about this because it is her body, and I don't live in her body. But I get calls all the time about women who want to take off their breasts as a result of reduction surgery, and we have this conversation weekly. So, but in the sense of her consciousness and what the choice she made, I respect it because it is her choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I would like to say is that I think there are other options, and I also want to make sure that that my listeners understand what has happened here and what she's saying, because there certainly it's being presented in a kind of a shorthand way, and certainly it's a sensational thing to see this beautiful movie star make a decision like this. And she's not, if you really read the articles and find out what the message is, she's not saying that every woman should remove their breasts because they might get breast cancer. She happens to test positive for a very specific gene called BRCA gene. And only a very specific group of women have that gene. And if you look at the the medical recommendation, it is that if you have this gene, they are saying remove your breasts because it's genetic, and that none of the standard things that you might do to reduce your cancer risk would affect this gene. And so if you remove your breasts for this reason, then there's a 90%, it improves your risk of getting cancer by 90%. And with that information, I can certainly understand why she would make that choice, because it's almost like saying, even though in the articles they say, what, Angelina Jolie is removing her two breasts that don't have cancer, why would she do that? Well, why she would do that is because her doctor told her that to do that is the recommended treatment, which reduces her risk of cancer by 90%. And if somebody were to tell you to do something that would reduce your risk of cancer by 90%, you might just do it. And so I wanted to make it clear that women should not just run out and cut their breasts off so that they won't get cancer. There's many things that contribute to cancer, including toxic chemical exposure, including poor nutrition. There's very specific toxic chemicals that cause cancer and breast cancer, and you can certainly remove those from your home. But I also respect her decision, and I'm sure that she considered it. I mean, that's not the kind of thing that you just do overnight. I'm sure that she considered what was best for her family and for her life, and did the right thing. So that's like.
Can I make one more comment,
sure.
Deborah?
Go ahead.
I also wanted to refer women, as they're kind of pondering this subject, to, you know, the pioneers that came before us, Rachel Carson writing Silent Spring, and Sandra Steingraber, who wrote books about these very issues, about cancer as well as environmental toxins. And, you know, these were back in the 50s. So this is not obviously a new subject, and your passion is all about that too. So there is a lot of material out there that can give solace at a time when, you know, perhaps fear is in the offing.
Yes. Yes, and I do. I can say that I have a very dear friend personally who has been recovering from breast cancer by using natural means, that she's not out of the woods yet, but her recovery has been great. And so, again, it's a different kind of situation that she doesn't have that gene. But what's being recommended is that women do get tested if they fall into this particular ethnic group, and you can find out more. I actually put some links on my Facebook page at Deborah Lynn Dadd, Queen of Green, that has all kinds of information to determine if you're somebody who should even be concerned about this. But all of us should be doing things to reduce our cancer risk, and you should find out if this gene is of concern for you. And if so, what is the recommended thing to do about it? But I also want to mention, as I did on my Facebook page, that just because somebody has a genetic propensity to something doesn't mean that's the end of the story. That there's something now called epigenetics, where people are finding that they can reverse genetic damage or change your genes. If toxic chemicals can damage your genes, then doing the right thing can make your genes come back or improve them. So that's not widely known, even in the medical community, but there's a lot of research on it. So there really is a lot that can be done, and that we shouldn't be afraid that women by the droves wrote.
This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and we're having a few little technical difficulties here. I'm not sure what's going on. Maybe sunspot. We're continuing on the phone because there was a technical difficulty with Skype, and we're working on fixing it. So why don't you go ahead and tell us why did you choose to go into health field for your profession?
I've always been a very highly sensitive person, particularly very much so in my body and my physiology. And I grew up on my grandma's organic farm in Michigan and was very heavily influenced by her philosophies of nature and natural laws. And then we moved to Canada, where I was living right downstream from Dow Chemical and a lot of the Detroit automakers. So I had diagnoses of chronic fatigue syndrome, chronic fatigue immune deficiency syndrome, Epstein-Barr, and, of course, multiple chemical sensitivities. So all of that led me basically into the health field because I knew I was going to need to help myself as well as wanted to help others. And so I studied health and wellness, personal personal training, you know, for fitness, and then later postural therapy. So that got me into the health field.
Well, that's very interesting because I didn't know that about you. And I think that a lot of people who are doing the kind of work that you and I do have that as their beginnings. So what made you choose the field of custom-fitted bras as the avenue of health to pursue?
Well, I'll do a segue. So it took 25 years for me to be my own health advocate, exercising self-responsibility, and basically trailblazing resources to get clean, so to speak, from a detox standpoint. You know, and that led me down different roads. And since I studied postural therapy, I saw that there were complications to women's bras and bra wearing as it related to the symptoms that they presented when they came for their appointments. And so I kind of filed that away and thought, you know, that's something important but not necessarily timely. But at the time, my heavy patient load, it started to really get much more fatiguing, and it got the best of me. And then I started to experience non-cancerous enlarged lymph nodes and had to retire from postural therapy. And like the people you were interviewing yesterday with the Parker, Jennifer Parker, I had to find a toxic-free haven to continue my self-healing. And I hear the music, so would you like me to wait to continue?
Let's wait until after the break. And I'm hoping we'll be back on Skype, but we will be continuing after the break. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd.
You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and I'm here today with Maria Monti from the Healthy Bra Company. And we're talking about bras and breasts and how you can be healthy. Maria, tell us about the body's lymph system, because I know that the type of bra that you wear can either help the lymph system flow or block the lymph system, and you need to have a functioning lymph system to move toxic chemicals out of your body. So explain this to us.
Let me just do a little segue because it's really critical. During my healing hiatus, I found these bras, and basically simultaneously and serendipitously, I also found another lump in my left armpit. As a part of working with these bras and the manual lymph drainage procedure that we teach with them, the lump actually disappeared after 12 weeks. So this was my connection to the power of the lymphatic system. Now, we could spend hours talking about it because it's a system that's critical but not well known. And it is part of the body's immune system. And without it, I have read recently that the extreme importance of it is that without its functioning, and it shut down auto-intoxication, which is the internal poisoning of our own body by our own accumulated toxins, would cause death within 12 to 48 hours. So these kinds of things, we want to make sure that the lymphatic system is working. This is the body's detox mechanism, and it is very fragile. It is easy to damage. It is very easy to also cut off. Especially with tight clothing. So think about any time you put a rubber band around your finger and it turns purple and it starts to swell. This is what tight clothing can do for example, bras, okay, if mm-hmm. not fitted correctly and properly for a person's body type, their posture, the weight of their breasts, many aspects that I look at as a postural therapist. So, you know, in as part of the length, education is so critical in tying these two things together, bras and lymph health.
Good. So do you want to explain a little bit about the lymph system itself? And I know we've started late, so it just needs mm-hmm. to be brief because I want to make sure that we talk about
sure.
some of the other things too.
Sure. Well, and the lymph system is made of vessels and nodes, and we often hear about the lymph nodes. Think of those as like filtration systems, okay? The mm-hmm. lymph vessels are like a spider network, okay? So if you were to think about filling up a glass jar with marbles, the space in between the marbles is like the lymph fluid and the lymph vessels. When that is not working properly, not only do your cells not get bathed with nutrition, but the cells do not get to be detoxed.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we really need to know about the lymph system and why it can't be overlooked in any situation, especially with the load that's on it these days with so many toxins that are coming in by, you know, air, by food, by water, by everything that we are exposed to. And probably the person with even the most perfect health would have a challenge in dealing with all of these lymph issues. So the bra is obviously a woman's issue.
Yes, it is. And also the chemicals, when they come in the body, don't they go into that fluid in between the cells? And
mm-hmm.
so
yes.
it's like the cells are sitting in this toxic fluid. And so if it doesn't move, if the lymph doesn't move and take the toxic chemicals away, then you're just like marinating your cells in toxic chemicals.
Exactly. It's like toxic soup, you know?
It is like toxic soup. And this is why it's so important to have the lymph node move. And I'll just, interject here that the lymph is not like the heart, where the heart has a pump that moves the blood around in the body. The lymph sits there unless you exercise. And even if you exercise, if your bra is not fitted properly, it's like putting a rubber band around your body and mm-hmm. So that the lymph can't move. And that's why we're here today discussing this. Okay, so then...
And there's other things besides exercise, too, that can stimulate it, and I'll talk about those, too.
Okay, good. So tell us what makes it challenging for women to find the correct or right bra today?
Well, I think four things are really critical. We have cookie cutter design manufacturing for mass production, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have advertising coming across radio, TV, magazines saying what look is acceptable and fashionable by society. We have tremendous synthetic fabric content and synthetically chemically treated fabric. And then we have the way that bras are fit. We have improper fit and wear and the lack of knowledgeable fitting technicians who can have the link, understand the link between the proper fit of a person's body type, their posture, and not impairing the lymph system. So it's a multifaceted, complex situation, and that's why I spend probably 2 hours with every new person I work with to help them bridge the gap of education, but also help quell their frustrations about why they can't find anything out there that works.
Yes, it is a challenge. And don't tell anybody this, I'll just tell you. I haven't worn a bra in years. And fortunately, it's not a big deal for me because I think I don't need one, and you might think otherwise because of, you know, support and stuff. But it was because I couldn't get past all those things that you just said, that I didn't want to wear synthetic materials, that they were uncomfortable. It didn't seem like it was doing anything anyway. So that was just, I couldn't find a solution, so I just gave up on the whole field. And so
yeah.
I'm really glad that you're there, understanding and giving women other options. Now, if you could just briefly, let's just talk about the
synthetic materials for a minute, because I know that I get this question over and over again about why can't I find an organic bra? Why is it that every organic cotton bra I look at has synthetic materials in it?
Yeah, and it should not be that one cannot find that. What I have discovered in searching out fabric content as well is that there is organic cotton material out there. But depending on what other criteria one has, let's say they want support, which is often the reason to wear a bra, the more cotton you use, the more something stretchy you have to use also in order to not make it feel like a tablecloth on your body.
Uh-huh.
So you've got to have a sort of a combination of good fabrics, but also a design and the fabrics that support the design. And that we have that difficulty too. I mean, I'm not going to say that we don't have synthetics or some synthetically treated fibers, but we have found a way to work with them and work around them to the best health of the woman, and particularly relating back to the lymph system. So I am very, very cognizant of that. And I'm not, you might think I'm a pro-bra person, but I'm not. As a postural therapist, I know some women just have to wear bras because of the heavy weight of their breasts or their posture. Yeah. And
I need
look
to cut you
posture.
Off. I'm sorry because okay. We have to go to commercial, but we'll be back. Toxic Free Talk
okay.
Radio, I'm Deborah Lynn Dad with Maria Monti. Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dad, and I'm here with Maria Monti from the Healthy Bra Company, and that's thehealthybracompany.com, I think, isn't it, Maria?
Yes.
Good. And so tell us what you offer. What are your products and services that you can offer to women to have them have the correct bra?
Okay, with the health of the breasts in mind, I always look at the individual uniqueness. So the first thing we do is a proper assessment of that uniqueness, and that's really, really critical because you have to have that in order to get the right bra for that unique person. We look at if their circulation is already being cut off, you know, by what they're wearing with the weight of their breasts. The proper bra design is then selected, and oftentimes custom alterations are made in order to perhaps increase the support or make the bra fit so that there are no bindings anywhere or stresses that would, again, cut off the lymph system, which we don't want to do. We also teach them a manual lymph drainage technique when they're putting the bra on so that they are stimulating lymph flow. And then I will give them resources, additional resources to understand how their lymph really needs to be addressed every day. For example, when I was going through my issues, I needed additional help with the toxic load. And so I started going to a company in Bellingham, Washington called Internal Harmony that had far infrared saunas. Now, the interesting thing about this is your regular sauna will produce 97% sweat, 3% toxins, whereas the far infrared is 80% sweat and 20% toxins. So teaching women that the bra is one aspect of it, but also looking at all the other things that they can do throughout the day in making healthier choices helps them look at prevention, the detoxification, the maintenance, you know, and then also always checking in on how their body changes, because obviously a bra fit at one time that might be great for the circumstances of that situation, they gain weight, they lose weight, it doesn't fit properly anymore, and then we need to address those issues again. So that's sort of it in a nutshell.
How do you work with women like that don't live where you are in Washington? Can people work with you at a distance?
Yes, and I've been doing that actually for 5 years. We call it a virtual fitting, and it's not exactly technically virtual as one would call it on the internet, but it is a way where I create the same kind of assessment process, and then I mail them the bras that I choose for them with any other alterations pieces that might need to be fitted in with the bra, and then I'm on the phone with them for generally about an hour for the fitting, teaching them how to put the bras on, what to look for getting the proper support for their body type, And for many women, it works very, very successfully. Obviously, we screen for any kind of difficulties, which, you know, surgeries are difficult to do long distance and certain other anomalies. But we've been very, very successful with about 80% of the long distance fittings.
And you mentioned about stimulating lymph flow. How do you do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a very, if anybody has ever had a massage, which I would imagine most people have, stimulating the lymph flow is a directional massage in the direction of the lymph pathways, and it's very, very gentle. I've heard of it called the lover's kiss because it is such a gentle stroke that it's like you're moving water right under the skin. And so we teach this as part of the overall lymph drainage, in order to make sure that women are being cognizant of their body and being in touch with their body quite literally every day. If you've ever heard of skin brushing, it's a similar technique, where you're doing circulation by tactile stimulation.
Yeah, I've done skin brushing, and I actually myself get massages every week, and in fact, two massages every week. I know that sounds like a luxury, but it's not. I mean, most people, I think, go and get a massage when they're injured or their body isn't feeling good, and I've been getting massages twice a week for, I think, a couple of years now, and as I do it, I just get healthier and healthier and healthier because it releases tension in your body on a deeper and deeper level, and I'm getting that lymph stimulation as well. So I highly recommend that.
Also, lymph drainage massage is a very different kind of massage than what you're speaking of, and highly trained technicians who specialize in lymph drainage massage are the ones that you would look out for to do this kind of thing, because standard massage, although it can assist, you have your peripheral or superficial very close to the skin lymph, and then you have your deep lymph, and both of them have to be addressed in different ways.
Yes, I agree with you that you do. If anybody's wanting to get the right kind of massage for your lymph, you need to specifically get the lymph massage. And I get some specific lymph massage, as well as, you know, standard kind of massage as my body needs it. So, is there anything? I know that our time was cut short, but we do still have some time that we can talk. So is there anything that you'd like to cover that you haven't had time to mention?
I think, yes, I would, because as we see, this is a growing concern for women, and as a result, the Healthy Bra Company is growing. After 10 years of doing this, we need help. And so I think what I'd like to do is make a national call out right now for the kind of help that we're looking for, and have women recognize that there are jobs available for this kind of thing. We're looking for seamstresses who want to work in the field of custom alterations for these types of bras. We're looking for women who would like to be trained in professional fitting as it relates to lymphatic health. And another call out, major importance, is any trailblazing kind of textile manufacturers who are out there and interested in working with more natural fibers and notions. We want to hear from them. You know, and I think then the last thing of importance that I'd like to speak out to the community is that this is a call out to charities, too, who are working with the future infrastructure that will help support people on their journey of detoxification. You know, I was so impressed yesterday with the Jennifer Parker Foundation, but I know that when I walked this path, I felt alone. I didn't have the resources that I do now, and I didn't have people to talk to. And so, you know, I support charitable foundations who are working toward what we would call a toxic epidemic, you know, and bras is just part of it. I mean, I'm a postural therapist first. I'm a woman first. And so I work in that avenue, but it gives me the tools by which to address lymphatic system that really hasn't had enough attention to it.
I agree it hasn't had enough attention, and I like that you're using the terminology a toxic epidemic, because it is an epidemic. Just like, and when I look at the numbers about all the different ways that toxic chemicals can affect our health and the sheer numbers of people who are being affected and not knowing it, if this were really recognized as it should be, it would be more than an epidemic, that the numbers of people affected would be more than what we call an epidemic. And I just, it's something that is there that needs to be addressed in many, many, many ways. And so I really appreciate when someone, an individual like you, has taken up your own specific area of interest and saying, how can I make this area non-toxic? How can I figure out what is the solution of how this is contributing to the problem and what to do about it? And I was just, when I was talking to the Jennifer Parker Foundation yesterday, I was just seeing, oh my God, what we really need is safe places for not just a handful of people or thousands of people, but that really everybody on earth should be able to go to a safe place and not be exposed to toxic chemicals and wear the right clothes and eat the right food and really just handle their exposures to toxic chemicals. And I think we're moving in that direction, that each of these things that we're doing, each time I do a radio show, since I've been doing this radio show in particular, I've been seeing that there's so many ways that we need to be getting the word out about so many things, and that it all fits together into one big picture. Well, thank you so much, Maria, for being with me, and I'm sorry we had technical difficulties and didn't get all the time that I thought we would have, but I want everybody to go to...
It happens, and I'll tell you what, you know, I'm a compassionate humanitarian, and if I have to share the stage with Angelina Jolie, I don't have any problem with that.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I think that she does, you know, her making her statement brings attention to the problems, and it opens the way for people to have discussions like we had today, and it opens the way for people to be thinking about what is causing cancer? What can we do about it? What am I willing to give up in order to not be sick? Which is a whole other question that I think needs to be discussed one day.
Well, I'll be happy to come back again if you want me to, and we can discuss more.
I think that there's a lot more to discuss, and I will have you back again. Again, that's thehealthybracompany.com. So that's about all the time we have for today. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindat. You can find out more at toxicfreetalkradio.com. There's more resources there. And I'll be back tomorrow.